Good evening, respected viewers. Ave at Kwale, Jane Goodall. So Baroness Jane von Larvik Goodall has died at the age of 91. She was surely the world's most renowned primatologist, and then her subspecialism was in chimpanzees. So she's been recognized as a world authority on them for about six decades. She did a lot of her field work in the Gombe Stream National Park in Tanzania. I met Tanzanians and it's pronounced Tanzania, not Tanzania. Of course, when she first went there, it was the dying days of British Tanganyika. And Tanganyika later merged with Zanzibar. They took the Tan from Tanganyika, the Zan from Zanzibar, and they came up with this portmanteau name. She also established the institute that bears her name, as well as the Roots and Shoots project to try and conserve these animals and their habitat. Sometimes the destruction of habitat rather than slaying the beast themselves that ends them. And she wanted to promote animal welfare as well. So for the last 3 years, she was fronting this non-human rights project to say, okay, Homo sapiens have rights, but those creatures with like 99% the same DNA, they've also got to have rights, even if not quite so many. So she's the United Nations Messenger of Peace since 2002. So she's born to an upper middle class family in Hampstead. That's a rather pucker area of London, full of Hampstead woolly liberals hang around Hampstead Heath and all the rest of it. There's a particular genre of liberal leftist known as the Hampstead liberal. So she was English on her father's side, Welsh on her mother's side. She grew up in Poole in Dorset. That was it. So a seminal moment is when she was given a stuffed chimp rather than a teddy as a child. And that caused her to be fascinated with animals, particularly these ones. Now, some people thought that was a ghastly present. It was kind of ghoulish and macabre, but she preserved it to her dying day. Anyway, so she visited British Kenya, as then was, in 1957, and she knew the famous Louis Leakey, who was, in his lifetime, the most famous paleoanthropologist in the world. He's the one who proved that humans originated in the Rift Valley of Africa, you know, in between Kenya, Uganda, I suppose Burundi and Rwanda, part of it, the first hominids and so on. His wife, Mary Leakey, was no mean paleoanthropologist as well. So, so Goodall was visiting Tanganyika back then. Anyway, so she went to the University of Cambridge. She'd never had a degree at the time. And astonishingly, she was allowed to go straight in at PhD level, despite never having done a primary degree. And those days, people do a bachelor's degree. Of course, Oxford and Cambridge, 7 years after matriculation, one could be upgraded to this sort of honorary MA. It's not a postgraduate degree. It's just indicative of senior status within the university. Having passed the bachelor's degree, you can be automatically upgrade to the MA for paying a fiver. But anyway, without and having had that BA, even if he didn't bother to go through the rigmarole of the MA ceremony, he could go straight to a PhD. It doesn't exist now. In the 90s, that all ended. He insisted on a master's degree first to go on to a doctorate. But yeah, she pursued a doctoral thesis at Cambridge University and was indeed awarded it, studying at Newnham College, perhaps the most celebrated, originally all-female college. It went mixed, was it, in the 90s, and then she later later on went to Darwin College in Cambridge University, named in honor of Charles Darwin, so on. So then she returned to Tanzania, where she spent most of her time, and she retained a good relationship with Newnham, regularly visited, and so on. So she was advocating for conservation long before it was fashionable. It's then in the 1960s people began to realize some of these species on the brink of extinction. It would seem quite acceptable to use chimpanzees in circus acts, or people thought it was funny to train them to drink alcohol, to smoke cigarettes. And I've heard say it was as injurious to their health as it would have been a two-year-old child, considering how small they are, the brain is much smaller, and so on. Remember using that PG Tips ad in the early 90s to advertise tea, which she thought was unethical, and so on. So she wasn't starry-eyed about chimpanzees. She realized that there's a full spectrum of personality types, and some were horrid, just as some humans are ghastly. She noticed that mothers sometimes killed the young of rival females, and so on, and that the chimpanzees sometimes even ate their own species, and so forth. So that was her She's not to be confused with Diane Fossey, an American who was studying in a similar field, but mounted guerrillas in Rwanda. You may see that renowned Hollywood film, Gorillas in the Mist, with who is it? Sigourney Weaver playing Diane Fossey, who was murdered at her desk in the late 1980s. We're not quite sure why, because there was hundreds of dollars at a desk and it wasn't touched. So it suggests it was not a pecuniary motive to kill her. Anyway, she got to know these chimpanzees very, very well, gave them all sorts of names, and she was able to study their psychology. So the Jane Goodall Institute, which she established at Gombe, is still going and brought primatologists from all over the world, so really advance us understanding of primates. And she was the star speaker at numerous international symposia. Now, she backed the Green Party in the United Kingdom. So she was against hunting with hounds, think it was cruel to animals, and so forth. So she's recognized all across the world for what she'd done for the advancement of science and indeed women in science. She had also established feeding stations to help study chimpanzees, but also it was more difficult for them to find food in the normal gathering way because the exploding population, more farmland taken, was dangerous. There are roads, they could be killed by poachers. So she was brought up a conventional Christian, but then she dabbled with theosophy later on. So she married a Dutch aristocrat in her early 20s, but she subsequently divorced. She had one son, and that was it. And did she marry a second time? I don't quite remember. So she so concentrated on animals. It was perhaps curious that she had a prosopagnosia, as in say, she couldn't remember people's faces, remember everything about people, but not their faces. Usually, with me, it's kind of the opposite. Remember everything except the person's name. So she's author of a number of books. So anyway, she was the absolute leader in her field, and a lot of National Geographic articles about her. She appeared in many, many documentaries. She did a lot to improve the public understanding of primatology. So yeah, she will be sorely missed, and she was never equaled, certainly never surpassed in her field. That's it, not something I know a great deal about. So I think many people would mourn Jane Goodall. I don't know if anyone's got a bad word to say about her. Oh, goodness, what do you think? And by the way, thank you for tuning to my channel. Make sure you subscribe on the channel and donate on Patreon, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and keep the donations coming. I urge you donations to sustain the channel. I'd like to see your commentary. What sort of videos would you like me to make? If you do donate, you want me to credit you, and I'll say thank you so much for your liberality. I shall otherwise, I presume that my benefactors wish to remain anonymous, so I shall not disclose your identity. Toodaloo.